Nearly 77% of the class of 2018 is on track to graduate, and another 19% are, quote, highly likely to meet requirements. But Chad Aldis with the Fordham Institute says in order to reach that number, the state created an alternative path that is less rigorous. He questions whether it's allowed under the federal Every Student Succeeds Act, or ESSA.
Our reading of that suggests that is indeed a lower bar that's been put in place, that it's an alternative diploma, and probably should not be counted for the federal graduation rate.
ESSA allows states to create their own thresholds for granting diplomas, but says only students who earn a regular diploma can be counted in the federal graduation rate. That rate is often used as a way to rank the quality of a state's schools when trying to attract new business investment. For State Impact Ohio, I'm Ashton Mara.